Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, welcome to Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost Sunday marks the end of Easter celebration, and yet ushers us to the birthday of the church. It is the day God fulfilled his promise. While they were waiting at the upper room, because on the Ascension Day he asked them, go and wait. They didn't just go to wait. They were praying, as we have been having the novena prayers since Friday the other week, awaiting the fulfillment of God's promise. On the Pentecost Day, the Holy Spirit descended upon them. Pentecost is derived from the Greek word that means 50th day. It was one of the greatest three feasts that required the adult men of Israel to travel to Jerusalem. It was an agricultural festival celebrated 50 days after Passover. It was known as the Feast of Harvest. It was a day when the first fruits were dedicated as a first fruit offering to the Lord. We see this in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 to 17. Over time, it assumes a theological significance as the Jews commemorated the promulgation of the law given to Moses on Mount Sinai, Exodus 19, chapter 19, and then chapter 20. It was on this great day that the Holy Spirit gave them, that the Holy Spirit gave birth to the church. What happened on Pentecost Day, we have heard in the first reading. The Pentecost event remains strange and indescribable, and that the people had a great encounter with strange manifestations of tongues of fire descending upon them. People speak in tongues and foreign languages. It was like the tragedy of Babel, where God used multiple languages to confuse and scatter the family of the earth. In Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 to 9. Here, the Spirit uses languages to communicate the gospel and gather them together as a family of God. As the prophet Joel predicted in chapter 3 of Joel 1 to 5, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. This came to fulfillment as the apostles did on Pentecost Day, speaking in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. On Pentecost Day, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles. They had a dramatic experience that is life-transforming. They were given extraordinary power necessary for the fulfillment of apostolic ministry. This divine encounter transformed the fearful community of believers into strong witnesses of the resurrection. The Holy Spirit became the soul that animates the body of the Christian community, taking absolute control of missionary efforts of the church, guiding leaders into the truth, and sanctifying her life through the sacraments. The Holy Spirit changed the landscape of mission. And the weak and the fearful apostles became very, very brave and strong and vibrant in faith to spread the gospel to all nations. Peter denied Jesus. Even a little lady intimidated him. Say, are you not one of them? Say, I don't know him. Fear. They were full of fear. And even St. Paul's that persecuted the church, scattered the church. When he received the Spirit, there was a turn around in the life of St. Paul's. The church that he scattered, he started gathering. He went to preach the gospel, even to the Gentiles. Imagine the church before Pentecost. When he was ascending to heaven, he asked them to go and wait in the upper room. And they went and closed all the doors and the windows for fear of the Jews. They were praying in silence because there was fear in them. But when the Holy Spirit descended upon them, they became a new and a different people entirely. It gave them power from nowhere. They started preaching. We could hear how Peter would stand before the Sanhedrin, after healing at the beautiful gates, and say, on whose account was this man healed? He said, through Jesus, whom you crucified, but the Lord raised him up. Through his power, this man has the capacity to stand. He said, don't speak about that road. He said, if it pleases God, we will do his will. Became strong witnesses. And what can a Christian be without the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the soul of whatever we do. The Holy Spirit guides the church, the Pope, the bishops, the priests, teaching Christ's doctrine, guiding souls, and giving God's grace through the sacraments. He directs all the work of Christ's church, the care of the sick, the teaching of children, guiding the youth, comforting the sorrowful. St. Paul reminds the Corinthians, do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Therefore, Paul challenges that we must constantly be in the state of grace for the Holy Spirit to effectively use us. During our days in the seminary, I belong to the charismatic renewal. And in the 90s, early 90s, we planned for the Life in the Spirit seminar. The Life in the Spirit seminar is prayer and reading of scriptures, reflecting in preparation. It's a 7-week preparation to receive the Holy Spirit. We are praying and awaiting the day of the laying of hands. The day of the laying of hands is the high point of the Life in the Spirit seminar. On that day, we are expecting miracles to happen. Many people we are expecting, especially speaking in the tongues. In a seminary community, during the laying on of hands, here we are manifestations, but we are surprised beyond our expectation because we thought the outpour of the Holy Spirit brings certain unique gifts that we didn't know. But unknown to us that we all receive gifts, variety of gifts, as we had in the second reading. The Spirit gives us different gifts. It may not be what you are thinking. Some may expect spectacular gifts, the healing of this, the power to heal, but it may not be that. God gives us different spirit based on our abilities. However, St. Paul states that there are a variety of gifts, as we had in the second reading. variety of gifts. The same God gives them for the use in his church. The church teaches us that there are seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. We see this even in the book of Isaiah. One is wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and the fear of God. These are all gifts. And he went further to state the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, longanimity, and benignity. When you see some people, you see them bring out all these gifts. And some may have not just one, two, three, four, five different gifts they have embedded in them. We all have gifts. When you see a man or woman full of the Holy Spirit, you notice it. You notice the good works manifested by such a person. Good works, forgiveness, kindness, spiritual, fear of God. But when you see somebody that is controlled by the devil, by their fruits, you will know them. Scatter, scatter. We are people live in unity. They bring disunity. Fight. The letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 to the end, St. Paul states the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of the flesh. We can read that later. We can always recognize the gift of the Holy Spirit different from other gifts. We need men and women full of the Holy Spirit. We need men of our time full of the Holy Spirit. We need to pray for the Holy Spirit. There is no store that sells the Holy Spirit. This is one singular gift that is obtained on the knee, that we have to pray and devote time to look for it. And God is not selfish not to give us, especially when we ask for the Holy Spirit. God is selfless. He gives us gifts in abundance. Therefore, we need to ask, as Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 will say, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door would be open to you. We have been baptized and confirmed in the church. What is your gift? What is my gift? How do you use your gift? Do you know your gift? Many people up till now have not known their gifts. I wonder how you will use your gift if you do not know what you own, what you have, God has given you to use for the development of the church. Make sure the assignment today is to try to know your gift. Which is the gift that the Holy Spirit has given to you? Meet your spiritual director, meet your friends. They will tell you the gifts that you have. When you know the gift you have, you will employ them and use them properly to develop human family. So as we progress with the celebration of the Pentecost Sunday, we pray that God will give us a second Pentecost, that he will reform our leaders, he will reform us in our families, especially those that are in dire needs of the Holy Spirit, all of us. The Holy Spirit makes a difference in the life of a believer. So we pray for the outpour, that he will change us and make us his fitting instruments, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.